WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change. But it was just a dream.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We get to talk professional wrestling, sports, and entertainment. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show. And Lindsay Ward, come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live. Place Money in the Bank this Saturday.
We got that money, 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 money. It's coming. If only it was payday, that would be perfect. But it's not.
It is not.
That's next week. Anyway, yes, we have Money in the Bank. We have news. We have notes. We have stuff to talk about this week. And we've got some pretty big news hanging out there in the balance. We talked about this a little bit on Monday, but we have a little bit more on it now. R-Truth, Carlito, and Valhalla's contracts are not going to be renewed with WWE. They all made announcements over social media this weekend and on Monday for depending on who it was. Carlito's was quite humorous. Good for him. This is sad. Like, I feel bad for them. And a lot of people are especially upset about R-Truth being let go. Because he is sort of a staple of the company. He is a great, like, locker room leader backstage. He's very much beloved by both the fans and by the locker room. And we saw people quite upset about this one, including people bringing signs to Monday Night Raw saying, you know, re-sign Truth. And so, like, I don't know, like... I'm sad that he got, like, I'm sad that all of them got let go, right? Because you never want to see anybody lose their job. You never want that to happen to somebody, especially in this position. And in truth, if Ron Killings decides he wants to go back out on the indies, if he decides he wants to go do something else, he will be perfectly fine. Same goes for Carlito. Same goes for Valhalla. Like, they will all be okay. I don't know. I don't know how I honestly feel about it. Like, I feel like they could do something with Truth in terms of, like, signing him to a Legends deal and having him come in here and there like he does, because he's not necessarily on TV all the time, but when he's on TV, it's excessively entertaining. And so you kind of have him come in when you need him or you want him, and then, you know, he can kind of go do whatever, and you allow somebody else to have that spot when he's not in need of it. I think that could be a useful thing. But at the same time, that may not be what he wants, because from what I heard, and there is no confirmation on this whatsoever, that the negotiations between him and WWE kind of like stopped and they made him an offer and he said no. And I don't know if they countered or not. I didn't go that far into it. But the gist is that he opted not to resign. They opted not to extend. And here we are now. Things could change. Things could move based on the public outcry and the public demand. I would just say this, especially for Truth. All of you guys that are out there clamoring for Truth, if they do re-sign him, I don't want to see a single goddamn one of you complaining the next time he's on TV or any other time that he's on TV after that. Because all y'all did was complain when he faced off against John Cena. And all y'all do is complain anytime he shows up, it feels like, when he does the comedy stuff. So if he comes back, if they find a way to like come to an agreement or negotiation, I don't want to hear anybody complain about it. I don't want to hear anybody like whine or moan or bitch that he's back and he's on TV, because this is what y'all asked for. So, you know, there is that. In terms of Carlito, he's been actively on TV. I think they took him off TV. He wasn't on TV Monday with Judgment Day. I feel bad for him, man, because they did bring him back. And I was like actually really excited when they brought Carlito back. I was always, because I love Carlito. I'm going to be real. I love Carlito. I think he's a great performer. I think he's a great wrestler. I don't think he necessarily got a fair shake the first run in WWE. I was kind of hoping he would get a little bit more here, but that just didn't materialize, and he kind of got turned into a side act with Judgment Day, which, don't get me wrong, that's a great way to be on TV every week, and he's in the background playing, you know, 2K25 and hanging out with the Judgment Day in the clubhouse and doing all the things. So like, he was pretty regular. He just wasn't on TV as like a main performer.
He got one thing. He got one big pop and got a 2-year contract.
And good for him. Get that money, dude. Like, get that money.
He got the Puerto Rico pop, got a contract, was there for 2 years.
Secure the bag. That's all I gotta say. I mean, I'm sad he's gone, because he was on TV regularly. But it's kind of a question, and same thing with like Valhalla as well, because she had been on TV very sparingly. Part of that was due to the fact that she had had at least one, if not, I think, two.
Yeah, I think, she was having her second.
So, which is unfortunate that they let her go in that period. Like, I hate that for her. But you have to wonder, like, where their mindset is with it. Because obviously, you know, firing a pregnant woman or a woman who has just had birth is not a great look.
But they're not firing. I don't want to defend that at all. But they're not firing. They're not renewing them.
They're not renewing.
Yeah. It's not like they're going out of their way to release them. Like, hey, we're firing you. We're just not renewing the contract. Which is a different approach than they've had.
It's a nice way to do it. It's a respectful way to do it, because they only had, I think, a couple weeks left on their contracts anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be around long term, but it's, I don't know, like, you hate, like I said at the beginning, you hate to see people lose their jobs. You don't want to see anybody lose their jobs. And if WWE could have an infinite roster where they could keep literally every person they've ever signed and never have to worry about money, that would be awesome. That would be awesome for any company. If we never had to deal with corporate layoffs again, that would be fantastic. But that's not reality, and that's not the case. And spots are limited, budgets are limited, and it's something of, if that spot can go to somebody who will get more benefit out of it, essentially, then is that not also valid? Because I don't want to say it's right, because, again, you don't want to justify anybody losing their job. But, like, if somebody else can benefit from the position, then should they not also benefit from the position? Like, that's mm-hmm. that's the only thing I feel about it. Because they have a lot of talent down in NXT, and WWE can't really afford to let those spots sort of like linger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a awkward situation. It's a bad situation. It's a business decision, and it sucks. If you've ever been laid off, if you've ever been let out of a contract, if you've ever been fired, you know how it feels. So you can empathize, and it sucks, and it's not fun, but you can't really fight that, unfortunately, as defeatist as that sounds, because once their mind is made up, there's really nothing you can do unless there is like an outcry of fan support in Truth's case, which that could turn the tide for him, but I don't think it will do much for Carlito or Valhalla, sadly, but we'll see. But best of luck to all of them, because like I said, they'll all be fine. They'll all be completely, totally fine. Moving on, WWE, which is part of TKO Group Holdings, and Slim Jim announced an extension of their 2023 multi-layered partnership. Slim Jim is going to be becoming the center ring sponsor during every edition of WWE's weekly flagship program, Monday Night Raw, which streams globally on Netflix. Over the past 2 years, WWE and Slim Jim have renewed one of the most memorable collaborations in sports entertainment history, and we will expand on that momentum as the partnership continues in coming years, said Grant Norris-Jones, EVP and head of global partnerships for TKO. WWE and Slim Jim have a three-decade history with each other, and starting with Macho Man Randy Savage commercials, originally debuting the Snap Into a Slim Jim tagline. Now, beyond the center of the ring, WWE is implementing a new integration to expand on that tagline, placing Slim Jim branding on all folding tables used across programming.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Including Raw, SmackDown, NXT, WWE Premium live events with table integration, WWE Superstars will snap into a Slim Jim during matches.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. Like, yeah. Anyway, I'm all for product placement. I don't mind the logos around in the ring. I don't mind the logos around the ring. I don't mind the fact that there's like 2K25 going on in the background. I don't even mind when they have like the food stuff, right? This, I don't know why. This feels a step too far. This feels like something like, you know what? You shouldn't be like slapping a logo on everything you can slap it onto. Like, there's some things that it's like you should just leave in their natural state and just leave it alone. Because what are you going to do next? Slap sponsor logos on chairs, and you're going to slap them on kendo sticks, and we're going to have a light up sign on Hell in the Cell or the steel cage. Is that where this is going? Is that where we're headed with this?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm all for branding. I'm all for marketing. Anything that continues to make them money is a good thing, because that means that they can stay in business and people get to stay employed. And that's fantastic for everybody. But like, I don't know. What do you think of this?
I want to see how it looks before I judge it. See what they have with where the logo is placed and how it's placed and how they sell it.
I feel like it's going to be like right smack dab in the middle of the table, and it's going to be huge. I mean, because we already have to deal with like the awkward prime cart that's at ringside every Raw, and it's kind of sort of every show, and it's sort of like faded into the background, which is fine. Like, I'm still waiting for it to get involved in a match and somebody just try to like hurt somebody with it. I don't think they will, but I keep like waiting for somebody to start throwing like prime bottles at each other or something. But like this, I don't know how I feel about this. This doesn't sit right. And I don't know why.
I don't know. We'll see. It's different, but anything you could slap a label on, you can at this point. It's up for grabs.
Look, I draw the sign of the LED sign on top of Hell in a Cell. Okay, that's the line right there, because you know somebody's gonna do something stupid with it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to AEW, they've had a host of departures. Bear Bronson is no longer with AEW. Abaddon, her contract will not be renewed, and she will become a free agent. And this is not necessarily a surprise. I don't think anybody was truly shocked by this, but Mariah May is no longer with AEW, and she has officially joined WWE.
She made her debut, Mariah did, on NXT, whatever her name may be. It may not be Mariah May. It probably be something else, like Ricky Starks is Ricky Saints. So she may get a new last name. Even though that's her Mariah June. I don't think that works. But yeah, it's a big gift for her. For them. This is where she's always wanted to be. She's always wanted to be a WWE superstar. Now she gets to be a WWE superstar. What is it? Paradigm? Whatever the group is that has been signing a lot of the talent. She's also part of that organization. So it was not a surprise that she joined WWE at that point, the talent agency.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I imagine this has been worked on for a while.
Yeah, her contract ran out at the end of May, and June 3rd she was on NXT. So, and people are like, why did you debut on NXT? Because you just debuted Roxanne's Stephanie and Julia on Raw and SmackDown. And Jordan Grace is about to go up too soon, so.
It's more to make sure that she can settle and that everything is good to go and that they can iron out any kinks and kind of get her gimmick set and the name set and, like, basically take care of everything before she more or less goes up.
Give her 6 months down there just to be the face of the division for a while. And then,
you know, let her settle.
Call her up when they need her. Because right now they don't right away.
Yeah. Because she'll kind of get lost in the action if you send her up right now. So just, like, let her go down, let her be in NXT, let her settle, let her do her thing, and she'll be good to go. And I just want to make a really quick correction. I apologize. Abaddon is actually they, them. So I apologize for that. I didn't realize I had to look it up real quick.
Okay.
So with that, let's see. There is more news.
There is one more story.
I have to scroll down. There's more news. So for TNA, the weather is hot, but the action in TNA is even hotter. Beginning this Friday, June 6th, TNA Wrestling presents Free Impact Summer, streaming Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. Watch the encore presentation of the latest TNA Impact for free. The Free Impact Summer is only available for a limited time. Don't miss the hottest show in professional wrestling today. So, in case you didn't get the gist of that, Impact will be free on Fridays at 6 on YouTube. Go enjoy.
Watch it. Get the numbers up. They're trying something.
They're experimenting. Do a thing.
You used to have to pay for it on YouTube, and now it's free. So, go watch it.
Even if you just, like, turn it on and mute it and walk away, just have it on.
Get the views up.
Just get the views up.
Pretty much. That's the deal.
So, with that, I think we're ready to go talk about Money in the Bank after the break.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to be doing just that. We'll talk all about Money in the Bank. We will preview the show and let you know who we think is going to win and who we think is going to lose. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemical.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you, always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold
stepson.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archives. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we're here to talk about Money in the Bank.
Which is, what, this Saturday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific after Worlds Collide, which will be 3 Eastern, which is an hour after the Fortnite event at 2 Eastern.
You're going to be busy on Saturday.
Yeah. There's a lot of wrestling. A lot of stuff.
A lot of wrestling. A lot of stuff.
I
just will say this to WWE. I've liked like the rapid fire shows, but can they chill for just like a minute? Just a second. Like, you know, where we don't have like every other week it feels like there's like a PLE. Can we just like calm down for a minute, please?
No, because Night of Champions is the 28th.
Night of Champions is the 28th. Well, at least we get like a couple weeks.
From Saudi.
Well, I don't have to watch that one right away.
So, followed by another show, right? Yeah. Followed by, what, 2 weeks later in your neck of the woods on the 12th and 13th. Mm-hmm. So...
I mean, at least we're not hurting for content, right? Like, at least
we're not
struggling for content.
But here's the thing. When they're only booking 4 or 5 matches, they're giving you proper build to matches. There is proper time. Because they're taking stories and they're kind of slowly building them together.
I know. And it's...
No, I'm responding to the manager saying it's... They're getting there. Like, they're tying the Cena thing together with Logan Paul. They set it up at Saturday Night's Main Event. You got 2 weeks to build to that, which will probably lead to another Cody Cena match and maybe another Jay and Logan match. It's the booking's fine. The amount of events is fine. Nothing is feeling rushed because they're treating the events as just another show. So these are bridge matches leading to the major show.
About to make that point.
Well, some will say Money in the Bank is a big show, and it is, and the big two ladder matches are the big deal of the show. Everything else is bridging to Night of Champions, to SummerSlam. It's all bridging together. And yeah, two SummerSlam's going to be two nights at the beginning of August.
Yeah, it's the pay-per-view. The PLEs are like less... It does take away from the specialness of it, but it's like it's being used effectively in the build, which it's like you're instead of having like, oh, we're going to have the big confrontation on Monday Night Raw. No, F that. We're going to do that on like Money in the Bank, or we're going to do it on Saturday Night's Main Event, or we're going to do on whatever. So you're getting the big confrontations really where they should be happening, as opposed to them just like being on a random TV show where they don't necessarily feel as important. Like with this, it's you're still having big stuff happening. You're still having big stuff going on. It's a little bit quicker to tell that main story to what Rock said, which is SummerSlam. But if they could just like chill, just for a minute. Just a minute. That'd be great.
We had 8 weeks this summer to WrestleMania, and now they're just, it's, they're trying to balance everything. It's a process, right? Because they're trying to compete, because they're trying to keep people from watching AEW shows, so throwing multiple events on certain days, it's a lot. But Well, it'll settle in.
Eventually. So let's get into the matches. We have four, two regular, two Money in the Bank matches. So where would you like to start?
Wherever you would like.
They're all big.
Wherever you want.
Okay, let's just start at the bottom and we'll work our way to the top. How about that?
That works.
Lyra Valkyria is being challenged by Becky Lynch in a last chance match for the WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship. If Lynch loses, she can no longer challenge for the title for as long as Valkyria is champion. If Valkyria loses, she will be forced to raise Becky's hand and acknowledge Lynch as the better woman. Okay, I just want to say this. These, in terms of a bet, these are not equal. Like, no. Will Lyra's thing sting? Will it be humiliating? Yes. But she's not going to lose any money necessarily over it. She'll be fine. Like, the next day with Becky, if she can't challenge, she can't challenge because Lyra could hold on to the belt for a year, right?
Yeah, but Becky can't challenge. It's about pride.
Oh, I know it's about pride, but... Becky's is not as prideful as Lyra's, but no. Lyra's is not as like bad as Becky's, if that makes sense. Like I said, there's balance, but there's not. It's sort of like asymmetrical depending on how you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily complaining about it. It just feels weird, you know? It just feels strange that, like, Becky, the way they did this, right? Because, like, when they said that, she's like, you're going to have to raise my hand and acknowledge me as a better woman. I'm like, that's it? Really?
It's an old school way. It's an old school way of thinking. It's an old school step. It's for pride. Like, I don't know. I don't mind it.
It just feels weird to me. That's all. It's like... You're willing to sacrifice never getting another title shot as long as she's champion just for her to raise your hand? Is all you want? Are you sure?
Yeah, it'll boost her ego. She took her belt and made her raise her hand. Yeah.
Because she needs help in the boosting the ego department.
She does. The character right now needs it.
Mm.
She's frantic. She's like kind of frantic at this point. She needs that stability in her life right now. She's like, she lost the match when she thought she was going to win it. So her ego has been damaged. So now she wants her ego to be pumped up again. So I'm going to take her belt and I'm going to make her, after I pin her or make her submit, stand up, raise my hand while I'm holding her championship up in the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like it. And I think Becky's winning.
The question is if Becky wins, how does the feud continue? Does it just eat away at Lyra that she had to do it, or
Becky, like, gets Lyra will get one more title shot either at Night of Champions or Evolution or SummerSlam, whatever, and Becky can drag her feet about defending it against her, but she'll ultimately get the opportunity to get her belt back and will on the third match.
See, the problem is I can't see where it's going either way. Like, if Lyra wins and she beats Becky, then obviously it's over. And then who do you have Lyra challenge after that? But if Becky wins, it's like, I don't know. Like, I know the feud continues. I just, with Lyra kind of doing the honorable shtick and being the babyface, I'm not sure how they can continue it unless Becky wins. The only way I can see it is if Becky wins by shenanigans, which is entirely probable.
Right, like, and she makes her then raise her hand. Yeah.
So yeah, there I can get it. Since the feud, I'll go with Becky.
I'm going Becky. Well, Becky, definitely. Wheel
wrestler two.
Becky.
And that one's on the line, like legitimately on the line.
It's undecided. It doesn't know. Alrighty. Up next, we have in a tag team contest, Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso taking on the mismatched pairing of John Cena and Logan Paul.
Yeah, John Cena on SmackDown, putting over Logan Paul, putting him over as like the next champ, as a future champion, kind of like telling him he does wrestling better than anyone on the roster. I thought it was a great promo from Cena. That those two actually were, as a heel duo, egotistical-wise, work together.
Which is terrifying.
If you take the old-school approach of booking, the heels win. Logan either pins Jey or Cody pins Cena to set up future title match. That would be the old way of, like, your classic booking. One of them gets the win. I beat you, and now I get another shot at a title.
I feel like it's Cena potentially pinning Rhodes in that scenario.
But then that doesn't set up the future. That just ends it. If Cena gets the pin.
No, it doesn't, because you could have Cody get mad and then he comes after John Cena.
But that logically, Cena has no point. If Cena beats him again, Cena has no logical reason to fight him.
Exactly. Cody has to earn it.
Okay, but he would earn it by beating John Cena in the match.
Look, I'm trying to save us all from Logan Paul and Jey Uso, okay?
Well,
you're trying to do the world a solid and save us all from Jey Uso versus Logan Paul.
Well, you see what could happen. It's a show called Night of Champions. Jey Uso and Logan Paul could go one-on-one one more time for the title.
No.
It's very possible.
No.
But yes. Very simple.
But no.
But yes.
But no.
But wait for it. Yes.
But just hear me out. Just, you know, hear me out. No.
But, yes.
I don't want it.
No one wants it. But it could happen.
No. Okay, now here's the real question. Getting back on topic. Do we see Gunther here? Does he try to...
No.
...tip the scales?
No.
No?
No, you see, Gunther will be there on Monday. Gunther's not there for this. Whatever happens here doesn't matter. Gunther gets Jey no matter what happens.
Oh, I know.
He's not going to interfere. He's going to let whatever happens, happens. Yeah. I think the heels win. It makes no sense for Cena to lose. Unless Cody pins him, but I don't know. I think Logan pins Jey. I think that's how this all ends up.
I don't have a problem with, like, the heels winning. I'm kind of okay with the heels winning and the faces being put on the back foot and Cena continuing his momentum, because as we all know, John Cena isn't necessarily going to lose either at all or much on this run. It's heel John Cena, LOL Cena wins. It's everything we hate about John Cena, which is what it's designed to be. And then on top of that, he has Logan Paul with him, which nobody really likes. So it would be a like big moment for Cena and Logan Paul to go over on Cody and Jey, who are essentially your two top baby faces in the company. I don't know. I don't want to say this one has shenanigans in it too, but I feel like it might, just because of Paul and Cena, just because of what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it will be heavy, but I feel like this one will probably have some level of like fuckery in it, just because it can.
Travis Scott returns to help team Logan Paul and Cena win.
I mean, he could. He really could. We don't know. It's entirely possible, because it's what? Is it in LA? Is it in LA?
But if the heels win, does Cody really have a leg to stand? He loses whether he's pinned or not. At least that would be John's reasoning for not giving another shot. And yeah, Cody would have to earn it from that point. I want to see the setup for Logan Jey too. It's kind of what that's my outcome from this. I think that's the bigger, because Cody gets the rematch no matter what. Cody has a rematch in his pocket. He was a champion for a year. He should be able to get his rematch whenever he so deems it, and probably be at SummerSlam. Yeah.
I guess LOL Cena wins. I don't know.
All right, I'm going Team Cena. You're going Team Cena. 8-ball. Team J. I look good. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Cody and Jey.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Do you want to do both together, or do you want to do
each? We could do both together. That's good.
Okay. So your Money in the Bank ladder matches are as follows. For your women's championship match contract, you have Alexa Bliss, Roxanne Perez, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Valkyra vying for the championship or vying for the contract. And then in your men's, you have Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and El Grande Americano contending for that contract. A lot of different names this go round than we've seen in past years. A lot of new, fresh faces in this.
There are a lot of new fresh faces. Yeah, there are a lot of new ones. I think the women's match is going to be the stronger of the possibility of something different.
Mm-hmm.
They have the opportunity to. The men's, it's kind of down to two or three, maybe. Like, the men's match is kind of built on the Seth Rollins story. Like, they want control. They want him to... He wants, like, this is his way to get to the title. And they've been highly focused of the making that the story. Just a guy like Penta have a shot? Not really. He'll have a good match, but I don't think he's going to be... I don't see him in the world title picture. Andrade, again, could they shock the world and give Andrade the briefcase? Maybe, but the same with El Grande. That would be heel heat to the max. People are like, oh my god, this is LA Knight's time. Maybe, but I think we've peaked LA Knight. I don't know if I want to see Cena and LA Knight as a match. I don't know. Yeah, I heard that too. And I don't know if I'm completely sold on it either. Yeah, Solo being a favorite is surprising because he's really cooled off since losing to Roman.
Mm-hmm. I think with who you have in the men's, it doesn't surprise me though, because as much as I would love to see Penta win it, just because it would be something very, very different from what they've done before and it would be super cool to see him do, I think it's still a little bit early for that.
Yeah.
And it feels like that, like, Penta and possibly Andrade are there to cancel out El Grande Americano and possibly deal with him and maybe have an unmasking or an unveiling. And this is where we kind of, like, you know, they try to reveal that it's Chad Gable and you have somebody else roll in and it's not actually Chad Gable. And if they do the finish that I talked about on Monday, I will scream. But I just don't think Penta's going to be the one. As much as I would love to see it, don't get me wrong, I would absolutely love to see Penta win the Money in the Bank. I think it would be exceptionally cool. I can see why Solo and Seth would be the favorites. Seth is would obviously be a heavy favorite. He's been, you know, he is a main eventer. He's on top. He's established. But I don't feel like he needs it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's Seth Rollins, he can do what he wants. Like, the only thing I can feel like he would do is, like, torment people with it, which he doesn't need the briefcase to do that. Solo would be interesting. Solo would be a bit of a dark horse because you could use this as a way to build him back up, especially if, since he gets it for a year, he'll get out of whoever, out of, like, John Cena's final run.
Yeah.
And so whoever takes the title off of Cena, which presumably that will be Cody, Solo could be waiting in the wings to challenge Cody.
Possibly. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I dig Solo winning. I don't know. I feel like he's just cooled off a lot. He's just really cooled off. And I don't think he needs it. With the women, there are a lot of possibilities, and the favorites that came out were Naomi and Rhea as the favorites. There's a lot, part of me that thought Julia has a chance, but then they kind of started the program with her and Zelina, so she's going after the U.S. title, which would be good. Roxanne winning it would be interesting. Like, she sees, like, the most interesting possibility of this group because of what she's doing with the Judgment Day, and she can hold it over Liv's head and stuff like that. I think that would be a fun way to do things. Like, them giving it to Rhea, I don't think Rhea needs it, though.
Mm-mm.
Like, I really don't think she needs it. It's weird. Stephanie would be the right choice, but I think you gotta give it to her. Yeah, Naomi is, like, logical when you think about it. Like, yeah, she feels like it's, this is her run. This is, like, her last mm-hmm. run. I feel like they gotta give it to her, because and she may fail at it, but I think for this, where she's headed, like, character-wise, it would fit. Alexa would be interesting too, in terms of, like, what she's trying to do, but I don't think she needs it, but it wouldn't hurt for her to have it. I think Rollins and Naomi are the two.
I think for the women, it's almost too, as again, it would be cool to see either Julia or Stephanie win it. Stephanie, because I feel like she could be that one that's just there and she's lurking, and her character leans into biding her time and being patient and waiting, right?
Yeah.
Waiting mm-hmm. for her opportunity, waiting for her moment. It also just leans into the fact that she could just go in, kick the shit out of Liv and take her title, right? That's the other side of this. But I feel like for her, she in a way doesn't need it because she's so over right now. She's so popular right now. She's going to get pointed at that title sooner rather than later. And so in that instance, she doesn't need the Money in the Bank to get her there, right? Because she will get there on her own. Rhea is Rhea. Rhea is just over as fuck, and she can get that title anytime she wants. So out of everybody in this match, I feel like as much as I love Rhea, I don't want to see her win it because, well, she can haunt Liv with it. I just don't want to go back to that feud again. I just don't. I don't want to go back to Riv and Lee again, or Liv and Rhea. There we go. I don't want to go back to that again.
But Liv's not champion, so we wouldn't be going back there.
Oh, that's right. She's not.
Io's champ.
Io's champ. Oh, God, I feel awful. I wouldn't mind. Well, no, that's not true. Liv is a champ. She's just not the champ. Io, I wouldn't mind Rhea and Io, but I also like their dynamic as, like, frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to see where that goes and not include the contract. Naomi, like you said, and Alexa would be interesting because you could use the contract as a way to rebuild either of them, because it's like they brought Alexa back at the Royal Rumble and then she was off TV for a while because I think she was supposed to do something with the Wyatt Six, and the Wyatt Six have been gone for a very long time and they just came back. So there could, and Alexa's back, she's kind of like feuding with Charlotte a little bit, so you could have something going on there, but I don't know if Alexa really needs it.
She's had it before.
She could use it again if she really wanted to, but I don't feel like she needs it. I'm kind of leaning towards either Roxanne or Naomi. Roxanne to me, it could be used as a means of further imploding the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Like you said, and then Naomi, you know what, fuck it. I want Naomi to win. She's always been the bridesmaid. She's never been the bride. She's got something cooking with this. If you're going to do it now and let her win.
Do you think Punk figures in against Rollins whether he costs them the birthdays or cash in? I feel like if they do cash it, the cash in screwing would be a rehash of the Drew, which is why I think he'll cost them on Saturday. Maybe. I feel like there's more of a chance Sammy costs them than Punk, because yeah. Sammy was on Monday was like, we gotta stop this. He was more of the advocate for it, but I could see Punk getting involved. Do I want it? No, but I could see it. Yeah. But I also could see Sammy just popping his head in, and you could have Sammy screw up and Seth Rollins win because of Sammy screw up. It's another possibility. I don't know. That's where my head is. Yeah, Rollins and Naomi are where I think my brain's at.
I think I'm going to go solo for the men, just because I like that whole you're not expecting him to win and you can use it as a way to rebuild him, much in the same way as Naomi. In terms of Punk getting involved, the only way I see Punk kind of getting involved is if he's trying to somehow stop Sammy from doing something stupid and that ends up like costing the match, because like the thing with Seth and Punk is you need to do absolutely nothing to that to make anything happen between those two. It is exceptionally well established that they hate each other, and it's kind of like throwing, you know, more fire onto, or more fuel onto the fire, as it were. I don't see Punk really doing much of anything. I can see him like maybe taunting Seth backstage, but not in the match. But I'm going solo and Naomi.
I'm going Rollins and Naomi, with Roxanne being the wild card for the women. But yeah, Naomi and Rollins are my picks. So we'll do it this way. 8-ball. Naomi, all signs point to yes. 8-ball, LA Knight, you may rely on it.
Oh.
Wheel. Hold on the wheel. I thought I saved the wheel. Apparently I didn't. Wheel.
1.
So that's for the men. That's solo.
That's solo.
Wheel for the women.
3.
Rhea. So Rhea and Solo are the picks. Not bad. But that's Money in the Bank.
It is. So that means we're done and you've got stuff to plug. So plug away.
Yeah, I mean, that does mean it. No show Saturday. Too much happening. Too much in the air. Watch Money in the Bank. Enjoy it. Sunday, they'll talk about Money in the Bank on Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show whenever Monday Night Raw ends. We'll be live to talk about it. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Rack to review Money in the Bank. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Search the Rack Radio Show chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Before we do the Creator Card one, there probably isn't going to be another stream probably on Monday afternoon at some point. Just stay tuned to the socials for that, because hashtag ad. But you can use Creator Card Rocket Sock or
Lin's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your Star Wars, your Battle Passes, and more, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, and you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward 0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211, for all his amazing content. Stop by, tell him we said hi, like, subscribe, and do all the things. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye.
Look, okay, I'm hoping that somebody pray for me. I'm praying that somebody hope for me. I'm staying where nobody supposed to be. Posted, being a wreck of emotions. Ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my silhouette go. Hey, when I fly on my drive to the top, I've been out of shape, taking out the box, I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock to cause catastrophe, and it matters more because I had it. Now I had, I thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kinda shocking, they want a static with precision. I'm automatic, quarterback, I ain't talking second. Pack it up, I don't panic, batter up. Who the baddest, it don't matter, cause we is your
everybody wants to be my enemy.
WildTalkRadio.com.